Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everybody's wondering what the Good Brothers are doing. Everybody's wondering what Countdown to Town is. Everybody wants to know where the machine gun and the big LG are going to land. Big man?
I think the most important thing right now is the fact that we are live and the countdown has expired. And the rumors are true. The internet buzz was correct. We have officially signed with Impact Wrestling. It's midnight, we're live, and we're going to be live on pay-per-view tonight for Slammiversary. It's Good Brother time, baby.
Cheers, baby.
The devil in your city. Gallows and Anderson, how are you doing?
Excellent, man. We are happy to be here, brother. Thanks for having us.
On the Talking Chopper Mania poster, I have to ask, who's the dog in the bottom right?
The dog?
There's a dog on the poster.
Is there a dog? I don't even know. Oh, I'm looking at it right now. There is a dog. Oh, that's Chico El Luchador's dog.
Oh, that makes sense.
Oh, it's Pequeño Chico's papi.
Oh, that little shit.
Can you give any spoilers related to the dog?
The dog will not be there.
Oh.
Yeah, the dog is not supposed to be on the poster.
Sorry, the dog just didn't make the cut.
Sorry, dog. No, goodbye.
We'll talk all about the dog and Talking Chopper Mania in a little bit. But you've landed on Impact Wrestling. How did it go from that day in April to walking onto the stage at Slammiversary?
They courted us beautifully, and they basically gave us everything that we wanted. So it was a layup. You know, they were on us aggressively. Wouldn't you agree, Carl? The day everything went down in April with the WWE, I mean, their executives reached out to us within minutes and just said, hey, you know, I'm sorry about what happened, but as soon as you guys are ready to talk, we want to talk. And, you know, it was 2.5 months of talking and figuring things out and realizing that no matter what, man, it might sound like a surprise to people, but Impact was the place we were going to land. And that's what we were so excited about, that the Impact needed a little shot in the arm, right? They needed to get some eyes on them. And I think we absolutely did that at Slammiversary and proved that we can turn the dial and show people that people do want to see us and people want to see the Good Brothers, and people are going to sit back and watch Impact now.
Now, apart from some of the obvious ones, were there any other offers in or outside of wrestling that maybe you toyed with in the last couple of months, or maybe stuff that you're still working on now?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. There's obviously the New Japan deal that we have a carve out in our Impact contracts for. You know, we're running our own pay-per-view that airs this Saturday on Fight TV over there. Coming out with our own beer, our podcast brand. It hit number one on Apple Sports at one point. It's continuing to grow. So, I mean, the Good Brothers have a lot of good shit going on.
Talk to us a bit about brewing your own beer. What kind of flavor have we got for the Good Brothers beer?
Well, we're in the process of it, but I know over there this might not sound excellent, but we like a lighter beer with a little hint of citrus, and that's kind of what we went for. It tastes pretty damn good.
I'll ask you both individually. Luke, what's your beer of choice apart from your own beer?
Oh, that's such a hard question when we get it, because any beer that you put in front of me, I'm going to drink it. I think when we're over on your side of the world, we both enjoy a good cider. They're just too heavy for me to drink too many of them, I'll say that.
Okay, and same question to you, Carl.
I'm just a country boy, right? So I usually can just smash a Bud Light, but now that I've
gotten older and I've relaxed and I've tasted so many different beers that I've actually switched over to. I'm a big Guinness guy now when I get a chance to sit back and sip on one. Give me a Guinness and I'm ready to rock.
I presume you have Guinness on draft as opposed to out of cans, because it's a different sensation. It hits different.
Oh, definitely. Big difference.
100%. Yeah, big difference. Big difference.
Fit Finley took me to have my first Guinness in Ireland in 2007. And taught me the proper way to drink it. And Fit can drink them all night long, so I've always listened to him on that.
But all these people that you'll speak to in wrestling have stories about things that Finley taught them in the business. You may be one of the few people that thought, Finley taught me how to drink a good Guinness.
He taught me a lot of things. He taught me a lot of things, but he definitely helped with my drinking.
Any stories from drinking with Fit that you can share?
I don't remember them. I have one from my first go-around when I was a young Festus. Fit got everybody drunk, which Fit used to be very good at doing whenever there were more drinkers on the crew. And he got everybody outside in front of a big fountain in France. And we were going to take this picture. And he said, all the big guys stand on the ledge. Well, I'm drunk, so I don't know that the rib is supposed to be on the Great Khali, and they're going to push him into this fountain. Well, he's smart, and he steps down because he's not drunk. And guess who went in the fountain and ended up with his pants around his ankles? Me. That's it.
Back to Pat Wrestling with your trousers on. Is there anybody that you're keen to work with? You've already worked with Reno Scum, as we know, and obviously with Ace Austin as well. But is there anybody else that you've got your sights on?
I think everybody. I mean, you know, we're not selfish when it comes to each other. I want to see Carl in a world heavyweight title picture, because I think that him and Eddie Edwards will tear it up. And I want to pull back some layers to myself as a singles competitor and bring out some brutality that I don't think anybody's seen on American TV before. So absolutely. And then of course you got the Motor City Machine Guns. That's a dream tag team match. You got Heath and Rhino without the handcuffs on, their former world tag team champions of Impact. You got the North, who I think is a great young tag team, just held the record for having the titles for so long. So the possibilities are pretty endless, right?
Of course, if you want to catch Impact Wrestling in the UK, it's on Fight Network, Sky Channel 192. As you say as well, Japan is on the cards for you. You might not be able to answer this. I'm going to chuck it anyway. Are you guys keen to pick up where you left off with Bullet Club, or are you looking to build something new?
Carl's got the best answer for this one. Go ahead, buddy.
Go on, Carl.
I've said this a couple times, but I'm like, we're proud of what we did with Bullet Club, like being the originators of it and being the originals that got it into America and all over the world, because Bullet Club's the hot thing. There's such a great story that you can tell with the Bullet Club. Do we go back? Do we join the Bullet Club? You know, do we not join the Bullet Club? You know, there's just so much layers you can tell to that story. And I think no matter what now is, like, Gallows and Anderson, like, we're not the kind of guys now that are going to fall into line, right? Like, we look at ourselves as leaders. And so, like, no matter what, wherever we go, like, we want to lead and we want to be at the front of the, at the front and at the top of the card where we believe that we should be. And after Slammiversary, I think we proved that. And I think if we go back to the Bullet Club, it's going to be at a very high position. And there's just such a great story that can be told. And we're looking forward to seeing what happens.
If you were to build an all-time dream team, Bullet Club, who would you guys put in?
Man, I think, I mean, you can start with some OG Bullet Club guys, with us, with AJ, with Finn. Then give me maybe Hall and Nash, Stone Cold, Heath, because he's sitting right next to me and he's fun to party with. Who else, Carl?
No matter what, with the Bullet Club, you have to include the Young Bucks, because they have such an awesome following,
definitely,
that they brought from Ring of Honor when Ring of Honor was really hot. And they brought those fans, the Young Bucks brand, to the Bullet Club and helped it even take it to a different level, man. And I think the Young Bucks, no matter what, in any generation, are a prize piece, baby.
As you said at the beginning, Talking Shopper Mania this Saturday. Can you shed any light on what a Boner Yard match is?
A Boner Yard match? A Boner Yard match is the epitome of rivalry. It's 35 years of a team that has turned their backs on one another, and now one man's got to be buried alive in a Boner Yard match in a real grave in my backyard.
At the end of the day, Sex Ferguson is a sex addict, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's no other better place than to see Sex Ferguson's demise than in a Boner Yard match, a match that he made famous.
I disagree with that. I think you saw the clip of Chad Too Bad letting that heinous fart fly into the face of the sexy Sex Ferguson. However, that's not the end of the Boner Yard match. There's more to come. That's not how we're going to go out, okay? So tune in Saturday night, Talking Shop Mania, the worst pay-per-view ever, wrestling's greatest parody. It's on the Fight app in the UK. Don't miss out.
What are the pros and cons of running a wrestling show in your back garden?
You have too many wrestlers over at your house. Things get destroyed.
Yeah, everything gets destroyed. Pros, though, being able to have your own, being able to be creative and have fun. And, like, as we were writing this thing, we were laughing and we're smiling and we realized that we enjoy this shit. And, like, pro wrestling is supposed to be fun.
Yep.
And, you know, we didn't have fun for a long time. And so being able to just be ourselves and we know how to make people laugh, man, because we know when we laugh, people around us laugh. So if you sit and watch Talking Shop Mania with an open mind and just realize that we're just writing to have fun, like, there's no way you won't have a good time watching it.
Listen, we've been all over the world. We've been lucky enough to be on a ton of big pay-per-views. And this is the honest to God's truth. I've never laughed as much on a pay-per-view day as I did the 2 days that we shot Talking Shop.
Carl, with yourself, Chad Too Bad is a gimmick that goes all the way back to when you were breaking in. You had something at the very beginning, and now all these years on, it's something that is still like it's still part of your work.
I was just saying this to my friends, like, that literally, you know, I debuted and I started training to be a wrestler in the year 2000, so 20 years ago. And then in the small promotion in Cincinnati, I turned heel and I changed my name from Chad Allegra to Chad Too Bad Allegra. And then so even to see Chad Too Bad on Southpaw Regional in the WWE, I'm thinking Chad Too Bad's in the WWE. And now Chad Too Bad is in his prime. Chad Too Bad, well, also Chad Too Bad was on Monday Night Raw for one night, but we have to act like that didn't happen. It was still
sure
bad.
Did.
But yeah. But Chad Too Bad on live pay-per-view 20 years later, man, it is surreal. It's crazy. And Chad Too Bad's just in his prime, baby. We're just getting started.
I got one more question, different question for each of you before I let you go. Luke, there have been occasions where your quotes have been attributed to Carl with hilarious results.
Oh, yeah. It's great. Yeah, I love that.
Is there a favorite line or statement that Carl has taken the heat?
I think the last one was something that I said after I had a few beverages on Tom Atomica's podcast. And a lot of these things get taken out of context for clickbait. But, yeah, I mean, it's great to have a guy to take the heat for you. And I very much appreciate Carl, a.k.a. Chad Too Bad, taking the heat for me for all these years. I hope he continues to do so. And I hope we live very long lives so he can take the heat for me even when we're old.
Count me in, babe.
That's beautiful. Carl, you're scheduled to have a tag team match, you and LG, but LG's unavailable. However, some of his previous personas are. So who are you going to team with? Festus, the Freaking Deacon, or the outlaw Isaiah Cash from Rinker King?
What a question. Holy hell.
I think everybody would say, first off, they would think that my guest would be Festus, right? But there's, like, I have to put the Freaking Deacon beside me because I have to have the spider inside of his mouth, because the real true story of the spider biting Gallows. So I'm laughing now, biting Gallows inside of his mouth and him spitting it out because he just got bit and his mouth started swelling. He had to drive himself to the hospital. I need to team with the Freaking Deacon.
You might lose, but you'll be entertained.
Gallows, just tell that story, brother.
We had a promo day in developmental, and I was the Freaking Deacon. And, of course, I had the live tarantula that came to the ring with me and stuff. And I was getting familiar with him at home, and I was trying to figure out how I could really, you know, shock the office and get myself promoted to TV quicker. So this thing was crawling all over me. Some of the guys would let him do it. I would drop him on him when I'd win. So I go, I'm going to up the ante. I'm going to put this spider in my mouth. And I told the camera guy, listen, I'm going to put the spider in my mouth quickly. I'm going to open my mouth. He's going to crawl out. I'll start cutting the promo. So just stay on me. And I don't know if you've ever tried to put a live tarantula in your mouth before and close it, but they think that you're fucking eating them. And what then happens is they have a defense mechanism. They have these thick, bristly hairs, kind of like a porcupine or something would have. It's like on their back and on their ass. So once he thought that he was being eaten by a predator, which I didn't take into consideration he would think, he shoots all those hairs out into the back of my tongue and strikes me in my mouth. And instead of cutting a promo, I began to wheeze, and the spider jumps down. The spider's running around the room, and Bill DeMoss says, get the spider, pick the fucking spider up. Meanwhile, I'm thinking that my windpipe's closing and I'm nearing the end of my life. And nobody seemed to really care that much. I ended up having to drive myself to the hospital while hoping that my throat didn't close at a red light and I didn't pass away. So luckily I came out of that alive, and here we are.
Is that not amazing?
You survived a spider.
I'm still here, brother.
Will you survive the Boner Yard match?
I'm going to survive the Boner Yard match. It's my match. I created it. I'm going to bury that son of a bitch, Chad Too Bad, alive. I'm going to piss on his grave. I'm probably going to fart on it, walk the fumes, and then I'm going to dance off into the night. I might not go to bed for 3 or 4 days after that. I'll be just in pure celebration mode.
One more time, tell us where we can watch Talking Shoppermania.
Talking Shoppermania will be available in the UK via the Fight app, so please join us this Saturday night for the hashtag worst pay-per-view ever, a.k.a. Wrestling's Greatest Parody.
And Impact Wrestling is available on Fight Network UK, Sky Channel 192. You can watch the Good Brothers tear it up as part of Impact Wrestling. It has been wonderful to speak to you both. Thank you so much for taking time to chat to us today.
Hey, thank you for having us, Good Brothers. The devil in your six.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.